Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. In this passage, the Lord calls the indifferent, the mockers, and the fools to repentance. Those who hate knowledge because of the restrictions to their own lifestyle are welcomed to the path of truth. Turn to God. Turn and live. Often people who have lived a life of sin, who have hated the knowledge of God and mocked the way of righteousness, say that they are too set in their ways to be able to turn around and begin a whole new direction. Maybe so. But notice the tremendous promises that are made to the one who desires to do so. He will be given the help of the blessed Holy Spirit of God and the strength and enlightenment of God's Word. Is repentance possible apart from the Holy Spirit? I don't think so. I do not believe a man can turn to God through his own efforts. But the point is that he doesn't have to. If a person senses in his own soul the stirrings of desire to leave his old ways, that's the Holy Spirit already at work. God will meet us more than halfway. You notice that he does not say he will send his Spirit to influence us in some small and insignificant way, but he will pour out his Spirit unto you. God will give you more than you need to come to him. He will give you more than you need to come to him. He will more than do his share, both to will and to do that which you could not do on your own. Now, the second thing a person needs at that point is clear instruction, and that is what God promises to give. He says, I will make known my words unto you. What a tremendous thing to have the living and true God ready, willing, and eager to teach us his precious word. The wisdom of the Old Testament is made alive by the blessed Holy Spirit of God in the same way that Christ, the living Word, infuses himself into the written Word of Scripture. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The psalmist said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. But the man who hardens himself against the knowledge of God finds the Word of God a closed book. Not because it is dark and difficult, but because he is. The Word of God is light itself. But the man is living in the darkness of rebellion and sin. His mind, his will, his appetites, his soul, everything about him is cut off from the light. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. The statement of Jesus to Paul is highly significant in light of that, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Even the weakest response will be received and blessed by God. The promises and the warnings go hand in hand. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Man's feeble response is met by the great and powerful grace of God. And so he asks, how long? Delay is folly. Quench not the Spirit, for God's Spirit will not always strive with man. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.